Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 34 after, 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to, when you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And comes every week by email. And this week, the feature article is all about how bright the future is. So you better be sure to wear your shades and some things that you can do to help make your future a little brighter. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. Wally Buck is our guest and our good friend. He is the author of the E-Zine Monday Memo. He's the author of the book, What's the Big Idea? He's one of our top online experts. He speaks to people all over the country and halfway around the world.
He's a man of great probity and wisdom.
And don't forget to buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Wally Buck is in the building. Wally, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
I can
it's
see
good
that.
To be back. We had big storms in North Carolina last night, but we have survived them.
Well, at least you're not in California.
Yeah, I love in California. You bet.
I feel so bad about badly for those folks out there. That's a nightmare.
Well, you know, I was in California for the Oakland Hills fire.
Well, and you know the thing, Wally, that's so sad about that out there is they've determined that several of those fires were set intentionally.
Yeah, why am I not surprised?
There are lots of different kinds of terrorism, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. You know, and there's lots of different kinds of morons too.
Yep, that's true. They've caught some of those people. I hope they deal with them appropriately. Wally, let's talk. If I understood you correctly,
don't stutter, Jim. It's early in the morning. You don't have to stutter.
It is.
It's
you wanted
okay.
to talk about. You want to talk about blogs?
Yeah.
What's a blog?
What's a blog? A blog is a weblog. It's one of those short digital age abbreviations for something. And right now, it's one of the hottest things out there, and I know that because I track the number of articles that show up on it. And it's a way for certain kinds of people to do some very good things, but most people to waste their money, time, and effort.
Wally, wait a minute. You spend time tracking articles that write about blogs?
I spend time
We got to get you a life. Wally, we got to get you a life.
I'm for it. Me, Jim. Give me two lives. I keep an article file because of the writing and speaking that I do.
Yeah.
That is, in general, related to the stuff that I look at. I'm looking at always at certain publications. I'm always looking at the New York Times, The Economist, The Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Fortune. And I add a bunch of other things to that. Darwin is one of my absolute favorites online. Because mm-hmm. when they have something good, it is absolutely superb. And so we put these things into a database using a program I've talked about before called Ask Sam, which I think is delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And what that lets me do is go through and see how many articles with particular kinds of words or subjects I've had in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, in 2001, we had two articles on blogs. In 2002, we had 12. This year, we have 58 so far, 12 of them in this last month, in October. And basically, a blog is a log of activity. Mostly, it's like a diary or a daily rant, if you will, are some of the ways that it's done. And blogs have gotten a lot of publicity from two events in the news. One of them was the Second Iraq War, which you may have heard of.
Right.
And the thing there was that there were several journalists who reported from Iraq using this technique, using the weblog, but were paid for their journalism. It's probably the first time we've had really effective kind of kind of pay-per-click or pre-subscribed journalism. But now there are some sites out there that are starting to pull these journalist things together. The other thing is that this is one of the primary publicity and connection mechanisms for Howard Dean's campaign mm-hmm. for the Democratic nomination for president.
Mm-hmm.
And the blog is a real key to that. So I'm starting to get clients and folks who call and send emails saying, well, you know, should we do one of these for our business? Or more likely, well, shouldn't we do one of these for our business? Everybody is doing it.
Right.
And in fact, that's not true. Everybody isn't. And there are very few business blogs that work.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get Wally to tell us more about this right after these messages. It's 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with C. David Heyman and Walter Isaacson. They've got some good things to talk to us about. We'll tell you more about them a little bit later on. Wally Bach is our guest. He's the author of What's the Big Idea? Wally, give us your website and tell us how we can subscribe to your weekly e-zine and your book.
A different website this week, Jim. We're going to give you www.bockinfo.com.
Okay.
And the reason is that they can get to the Monday Memo newsletter there. They can get to stuff on the web. They can get to the book. They can get to a whole bunch of articles. It's probably the best place to go to find what I have to offer, whatever that is.
Bockinfo, BockInfo.com. Check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to his outstanding newsletter, which is called Monday Memo, and as you might imagine, folks, it always comes on Monday. And
unless, of course, you're in a time zone where it comes on Tuesday.
Well, exactly, and then we can't do anything about that. Okay, Wally, I want to get back to the blog thing. Let's make sure that people. I think this is a new enough thing that let's make sure we've left nobody behind on this. No one behind on this because I want to make sure that people understand what a blog is because they might not even know what one is when they see it, and then we're going to talk about how you might use it in your business or in your profession. Give us your best definition of a blog.
Well, let me try to do this by a sort of example. There are websites where you go to, where you visit the website, and what you'll see is there's a kind of daily commentary update. Jim Blasingame's comments on small business,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. That's probably using weblog software to do that. It used to be that if you wanted to get your daily thoughts to somebody, you had to do it by email. What the blog lets you do is do that same kind of daily or weekly or monthly update, but put it on a website easily, update the comments. And it works very well on a daily basis. That's how Howard Dean is using it in his campaign, for example. That's how the reporters who were over in Iraq during the war were using it. So you were getting daily or even more frequent updates. It's very good, I think, for personal comments. If you've got a personal business, the possibility. The downside of it, I think, is that you've got to do it. You've heard me say before about my newsletter. If I ever do another big newsletter, I am not going to do anything that in the title that implies a schedule. I'm going to call it the Wally Box whenever the heck I get around to a newsletter.
Right. Wally, I have an encyclopedia, basically a computer encyclopedia on my website. And I went in today, and it's on the homepage there, but folks, at the bottom of the page, if you want to use this, it's free. It's called a blog, but it means web log, weblog. And here's what the encyclopedia says. It's a web page that contains links to websites that cover a particular subject or that are based on some other criterion such as interesting interest or interesting sites. It says the blog typically provides a short summary of the sites and also may contain commentary and humor. Blogs have become...
Let me
Let me read one more sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Blogs have become a form of artistic expression, like you were talking about, enabling anyone to personally publish a directory about a subject that interests them.
Now, that was probably true a year ago.
Okay.
Where I think it's different today is that you see less and less that are, you know, more like that are the kind of advanced bookmark list that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a list of topics, and more that are the commentary type thing. So, Dean's thing isn't listening to websites; it's talking about stuff that Dean is doing.
Right. Right.
It's the more of the update feature and less of the link feature.
Mm-hmm. Now, do people in the community contribute to these blogs, or would that make it a chat room?
Actually, some of them do. They're allowed to contribute. It's not a chat room because it's not simultaneous, and it's not like an email discussion group because there aren't really any threads to it. It's all
right.
In one place.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several services out there that will let you do them for everything from free up to about $30 a month.
But how are they useful for a business?
I think they're useful for a business if two characteristics apply. The first one is that you've actually got something to say every day. If you're in the information business, if you're a writer like you and I are, we might want to think about something like that because we've got opinions we want to share and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a company with lots of product updates and news, or you serve a particular niche, let's say that what you do is you've got a product that you sell to wholesale distributors, a product that wholesale distributors use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, you know, have a bunch of information about wholesale distributors and use that link feature and so forth to link off. So it's a kind of ongoing living. Here's my pick of the best places or the best products or the best news.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who do it with news features because they pick the news that's most important for their audience during the day.
Mm-hmm.
If it were the Small Business Advocate site, which if you haven't visited, folks, you should. It's a great site. It's the best small business site on the web.
Thank you.
But what Jim could do without much trouble with a blog would be to put up the small business news of the day with his comment and a link to where that news is, whether it's the Washington Post or the Seattle Post
mm-hmm.
Intelligencer or the SBA site or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got that feature, it's good. The other thing...
Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Wally Bach. This is very interesting. Dentel, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Wally Bach is our guest. His website is Bachinfo, BOCKINFO.com, and I certainly encourage you to check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to his free letter, his weekly letter, Monday Memo. I know you'll enjoy it. A lot of good stuff. One of my favorites, he always has an outstanding feature article, folks, but one of my favorite parts of his e-zine is he's got a place there, a piece called I'm not making this up. I couldn't make this up. It's always a little bit of a chuckle, so I enjoy that part of it, Wally.
Everybody enjoys that part.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm thinking of putting the feature underneath it so people can just read that first and
I know.
Go on.
Well, I've had that same thing. I have something like that, too, and people always comment on that,
yes,
so I think I'm
going
to put it on the front. Wally, I'm thinking of another example of a pre-blog. Or an early blog, maybe. You know, some people go to the online, like Bloomberg, or they go to ClearStation or something like that to look up a stock.
Right.
And when they get to that stock's website, on those sites, Bloomberg or ClearStation, there's a link that says articles or press releases or whatever, and so you can go there at any given time and see what the company has posted that's happened in the last week or the last today or whatever. And so if you read about something in the newspaper about a company, you can go to that part of the site And you can go right to that place that, where they've got a new release up, perhaps.
Yeah, the
and
difference.
So that's kind of, that's a little bit like a blog, isn't it?
It is. The difference is that that is basically a feed. So you can get a PR newswire feed of a certain kind and have them on your site. And
right. My only reason for saying that, while it was just, I was just thinking of where people might have said, well, I've never used a blog. Well, you may have. It just didn't look like it. It's not what you thought it was. It was a blog isn't a bunch of press releases.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it doesn't matter what you call it.
Right.
As long as it works. By the way, there are about 4 million blogs out there on the services that host them publicly. The other side of that is that two-thirds of those haven't been updated for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
And only about 50,000 of them actually update daily, and only about 10% of them point to news sites. So.
Well, and how do you find the blog that interests you? How do you find the topic that interests you? And then, I mean, it's a process of elimination, isn't it? You just keep looking around until you find the one you want, and then you find the one that actually gives you good information. Is that what you do?
Yeah, actually, your Google searches will pick up some of this stuff. What I have found is that usually the good ones get picked up by word of mouth.
But now, when you go there, Wally, it doesn't say this is a blog, right?
I mean, no, it doesn't. Although some of them do. Some of them say it's so and so's. You know, blog on this or that. But, you know, it's, as you said a minute ago, you may have used it without knowing it. What you call it is not that important. The way that I find these things from an information side is that I'll be working on a topic, in my case for an article, because I'm a writer, and I'll be on a news list, or I'll be talking to somebody that I'm interviewing, and they're saying, well, you should see so-and-so's blog on this, and you'll go see it. They show up in on mailing discussion lists. People mention them when they're particularly good. The fact is, like everything else, there are some things that aren't that great. I know there are also a couple of sites which will help you find blogs, but I didn't prepare well enough to have them ready for you.
Well, it's the other thing is a blog is not something that everybody's going to do. It's not something that every business could use, but I can see where some businesses could have the kind of website where their customers go there on a regular basis. So if they could have a little blog as a component of the website, that would add some interest to the website for their
customers. Yeah, it would. And I think the thing that's best about that is that you can do something for your market, for your customers, that blends two things. One of them is the reach of the web.
Right.
You know, here are news things you may not have seen, but also here's our comment on those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a great story from the Washington Post about that. Here's something big from Industry Week you should look at.
And here's what we think about this.
And here's what we think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a story from Industry Week about a particular kind of coupler, and this is the one that we recommend.
And you can even, it seems to me, you can even use this as content for a newsletter, maybe something like that. Wally, that's going to have...
It's almost like a running newsletter all by itself.
Wally, thank you for being here. Good job today.
I've had fun as always, Jim. I haven't set my hair on fire yet, so I better go do that.
I'll see you later, Wally. Got to go for this hour. I'll see you later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.